An active pattern continues this work week. Today, a warm front will continue to work widespread organized rain from west to east this afternoon, diminishing showers by the early evening. Higher elevations may see some snow favoring the Adirondacks, as well as freezing drizzle into the Berkshires at the onset of precipitation. This evening, the warm front will draw mild air from our south and southwest, allowing lows overnight tonight to be potentially as warm or warmer than our highs today. Showers may continue overnight as well, with the best chances for continued overnight rain to be across the North Country into the Northern Adirondacks. Showers still possible for the Capital District points to the east. Now, as this warm air advection draws mild air from the south, a strong cold front pushing from west to east will clash with this air mass, bringing with it a band of heavy organized rainfall with a few embedded thunderstorms as well. Severe storms are not expected, but following cold frontal passage, strong cold air advection takes hold, and temperatures will plummet throughout Wednesday afternoon into the early evening. Gusty wind will be a problem, particularly from the Capital District points north and west, with gusts as high as 60 miles per hour. Thursday will be off to a chilly start following that cold frontal passage. Lows will dip into the teens and 20s. Could even see a few single digits out there in the Adirondacks, but Thursday will offer more sunshine as high pressure briefly builds in from the Midwest. Highs will be colder than normal Thursday afternoon. Friday, another storm system moves in. This one will bring another organized round of rain and some wet snowflakes mixing in for the higher elevations. Colder weather will hang on for the weekend as well. Even a few lake effect snow showers possible over western areas, but elsewhere looking dry. The same storm that will be bringing us rainfall today and tomorrow is already causing problems well to our west today, from the Central Plains all the way to the Great Lakes. Thunderstorms have already fired along the warm front, and that is moving across the Ohio Valley. Some of these storms are leading to heavy rainfall. As of this recording, flash flood warnings were already in effect, stretching through parts of eastern Illinois to western Ohio. Flash flood watches are also in effect from central Ohio into western Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Meanwhile, the cold front sweeping eastward with a strengthening low will sharpen as it moves from the Mississippi Valley into the western Tennessee and Ohio valleys. Deep southerly flow will allow for the transport of Gulf moisture ahead of the front as instability also increases. A line of thunderstorms will organize along and ahead of the front, extending from western portions of the Ohio Valley into southeast Texas. Now, some of these storms could become severe, especially southwest Ohio to southeast Arkansas. These storms could feature a lot of straight-line wind damage as well as isolated tornadoes. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Rain and pockets of snow will continue through the early evening, with the snow confined to the Northern Adirondacks. High temperatures will be ranging from the upper 30s in the mountains to the low to mid 40s across valley locations, with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Organized rain dwindles to showers from southwest to northeast between 9 and midnight. Tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, but periods of showers are possible, with organized rain continuing closer to the international border. Some of that rain will be heavy at times. Lows tonight will only fall into the upper 30s to low 40s. From the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, organized rain will break up to showers between the hours of 7 and 9 tonight. Highs will only reach the mid-40s this afternoon with a south-southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, skies remain mostly cloudy. Periodic rain showers will also be possible. Lows will only fall into the low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, organized rain will break up to showers between 6 and 8 p.m. Highs will only reach the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, periodic showers will also be possible. Lows will only fall to the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, organized rain will break up to showers between 7 and 9 tonight. Areas of sleet or freezing drizzle are possible initially over the Berkshires this afternoon before transitioning to rain. Highs will only reach the mid-40s with a south-southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, periodic rain showers are possible with lows dipping into the low 40s. For the greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area, east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, organized rain will break up to showers between 7 and 9 tonight. Highs only expected to reach the mid-40s this afternoon with a south-southeast wind 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy skies are expected with a few rain showers, too. Lows will fall into the upper 30s to lower 40s. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, another round of rain, heavy at times, moving through between the hours of 11 and 1. A few rumbles of thunder also possible. Highs will be near 60, but fall in the afternoon. Wind will be gusty as well, particularly late afternoon into the early evening. Thursday, we will rebound with sunshine, but temperatures will be cold from start to finish. Highs will only reach back into the upper 30s. Friday will feature rain and mountain snow with highs in the low 40s. And for the weekend, we will be colder and drier both days, but don't expect temperatures to warm a whole lot. We are stuck in the low to mid 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.